We need to understand there is power in Christian fellowship. We need other believers. We need other believers. And there's something that happens in person that doesn't happen online. And so for us and our children, we just need to make a simple commitment that says, we are going to build our lives on the unshakable kingdom of God, and we're not going to build our lives in this world. It is destined to destruction. And what we know is a part of God's kingdom is the Word of God, God the Father and His love, and the church that He created. These are three supernatural things that cannot be shaken that you can build your life and your marriage on. Somebody say amen. I'm Jimmy Evans, co-host of the Marriage Today podcast. Today we have a great teaching for you that I pray grows your marriage and blesses you as you seek to center your marriage on Christ. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast channel to be notified of every new show. God bless you. I remember the day the Lord told us to give everything we had to an offering at the church. And Karen, we were praying about this offering, and Karen came into my office one morning. She said, have you been praying about this offering? And I said, yeah. And she said, what did the Lord tell you? And I said, what did He tell you? And she said, no, you tell me what He told you first. I said, no, you tell me what He told you. You're the anointed giver in the family. And she said, what did He tell you? And I said, He told me to give everything. She said, that's what He told me. And we took our savings, and we didn't sell our house. We didn't sell our cars or anything like that. We took our savings, we sold stocks, money in checking, and we came down the middle aisle of our church and put everything we had in that offering. It was Thanksgiving weekend. And that Christmas, we didn't have any money. The best Christmas we ever had. But we had God. And God the Father, by that time next year, we had 5 times more money in the bank. It was the most supernatural year we've ever had in our lives. And what I'm saying is, I had an orphan spirit. I didn't feel like there was anybody taking care of me because I never had a father taking care of me. My father didn't care for me. And I had an orphan spirit. Orphans have to have too much to have enough because they're on their own. And I had to have too much. I had a wrong relationship with money because I did not have a relationship with God as my Father. And what I'm saying is, God loves you personally more than you can comprehend. He knows where you live. He knows how much money you don't have. He knows about your children. He knows about your parents. He knows about your work. He knows about all of it. And He cares more than you care. Let me tell you one more statement. Listen. He'll bless you more than you'll bless yourself. If you'll trust your life every day to God the Father and believe Him to take care of you, you will not have a wrong relationship with material possessions. Money's a blessing if it's blessed. Money's a blessing as long as it's not our God. But if money replaces our relationship with God, it's cursed. It's mammon. It's the money God that promises us everything God does. It's a competitor, actually. But money is a blessing. Material possessions are a blessing. There's nothing wrong with those things as long as God is first. So what I'm saying is, in this last year, two things have not been shaken. The Word of God and the love of God. Those are two things that will never be shaken. If you're building your life on those things, your life and your marriage will be unshakable. One more thing, and I'm finished, and that is the church. The church, when you build your life upon church, Jesus started the church, and these are the words in Matthew 16. I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. At the very beginning of Jesus' pronouncement of the church, He said, hell itself won't be able to prevail against my church. So Karen and I, we got married, and I didn't want to go to church. I didn't like Christians. I got saved a week before we got married, and I didn't like Christians. And so we wake up every Sunday morning, and every Sunday morning, Karen's saying, she was like the Holy Spirit in my life. And let's go to church. And I said, no, let's not go to church. Let's stay home. So every Sunday was a little, not a fight, but just a wrestling match to see who we went to church. So we went to church about 2 times a month at the beginning, and then we went more and more. And then we got in church a little bit more, and Karen said, let's get involved in a small group. And I said, no, Karen. I was messed up. Let me tell you, I was messed up. And I just thought, I can hide in big church. I don't want to be around a bunch of Christians in a small group because I don't like Christians. They make me nervous, and I'm not a good one. So we start going to a Sunday school class. So a couple Sunday school class, and Karen signed us up for it. So we go to this Sunday school class. There may be 20 couples in there, 25 couples in there. First Sunday, at the end of the class, they said, Jimmy, would you pray? And I thought, I just stopped cussing last week. I've never prayed for in my life. I mean, so it just terrified me. So Karen and I got in a fight. Now, the leaders of that class were a real sweet couple named Kerm and Lethel. And so we liked the class and got to know some of the other couples in there. So Karen and I got in a big fight one morning. And I said some bad things to her, and I went to work. This is when I was still a bad person, a bad husband. And I came home from work that day, and I was ready for round two. I just thought, sister wants to go again, I'm ready to go again. So I walk in from work. Karen has this little look on her face, you know. And I walked in and just kind of looked at her. And she said, before you get too comfortable, I called Kerm and Lethel and told them what you said to me this morning. We're having dinner with them. Hey there, Jimmy Evans here. And today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care. I said, you did not call them and tell them that. She said, yes, I told them everything you said. So we go eat dinner with them. Most awkward time in my life. And all the attention is on moi. So we sit down to eat, you know, small talk for 30, 45 minutes. And then the rest of the dinner was Kerm talking to me about how he used to be an idiot like me too. And how Jesus helped him. So we get home, we got in the car, and Karen said, what did you think about it? And I said, I'm fine, you know. Don't ever do it again. She did. Every time I stepped out of line, she told somebody at church. And I just thought, why did I ever go to church in the first place, you know? Just a bunch of busybodies. Let me tell you this. We would not be together if it was not for church. Church saved our life. Our daughter's best friend is a girl. Our daughter's 46 years old. Our daughter's best friend is a girl she met in church at 5 years old. Sarah Beth. Hebrews 10, I'm going to close with this. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. The day is the coming of Christ. And I believe it's coming right now, anytime. The more you see that the end coming, the more you have to be in fellowship with Christians. And I'm saying this to all of us to say, COVID has kind of gotten us out of the routine in many cases. And thank God for video, thank God for online church and all those things like that. But I'm saying we need to understand there is power in Christian fellowship. We need other believers. We need other believers. And there's something that happens in person that doesn't happen online. And so for us and our children, We just need to make a simple commitment that says, we are going to build our lives on the unshakable kingdom of God, and we're not going to build our lives in this world. It is destined to destruction. And what we know is a part of God's kingdom is the Word of God, God the Father and His love, and the church that He created. These are three supernatural things that cannot be shaken that you can build your life and your marriage on. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Bow your heads with me if you would. Father, we thank You that we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We thank You, Lord, that You have put us in marriages that can be built upon the rock and not the sand, that we can have confidence in our future as a couple. And I just speak right now because I know that there are couples that feel as though that they have a target on their chest. They may feel as though that they're going to be a statistic or because of their family history that they don't have a chance. I speak over them right now. They have a 100% chance of success in marriage. And we bind a spirit of divorce in Jesus' name. If Satan comes to us to try to rob the Word away from us, we will not give up the Word of God for any devil or any person, that we're standing on it. And God, I pray right now for every person who does not know You as their Father. I pray that You would break through their lives and let them know that You know them and that You care for them and that You'll always be there for them. And I thank You for that, Lord. And for all of us who don't have a church, Lord, help us to find the group of people that You've called us to. And for those of us who do have a church, let us recommit ourselves to the gathering of the saints and to supporting our churches. I pray blessing over all these precious couples and over all the churches, Grace Church and all the churches watching right now. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.